Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're glad to bring you a soothing world that helps you and your kids relax. Before we get started, did you know your positive reviews really make a difference? Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. So please add your positive reviews to Apple Podcasts, our Amazon Alexa skill page, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love to be calm on Awe Island. And thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by squishing our toes together really tight. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in and out slowly. Now, let's make our toes point up, up, up to the sky. Let your toes relax back to where they were and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, let's make our toes point up and let them relax. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, let's point our toes up to the sky and let them relax. Breathe in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Are you ready for the next one? Let's squeeze our hands really tight in a ball. We're holding a star inside our hands and we don't want to let it go. Keep holding those stars. Oh my goodness, they are tickling my hands. Are they tickling yours? We better let them go. Ready? Breathe in and out. Now let go. Feel your hands float down as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Okay, find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, You're going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. Let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. I hope you're relaxing. Now we're going to make a bullfrog face. Keep your eyebrows up. Open your eyes wide. And take a deep dragon breath. Fill up your cheeks with so much air, they are round. Hold that air in your cheeks for 1, 2, 3, and blow the air out of your mouth. Wiggle your mouth back and forth a little. That feels better. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, make a froggy face and 1, 2, 3. Now relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a froggy face. 1, 2, 3. Let your head relax and breathe in and out. Now, squeeze your whole body together like you are trying to fit in a very small box. Arms and legs, hands and feet, froggy faces. Squish everything up at the same time. Good job. Keep squishing everything together and let everything relax back to where they were. Breathe in and out. One more time. Squish your body together. And relax with another deep dragon breath in and out. Are your arms relaxed? Are your legs relaxed? I hope you relaxed your froggy faces. Okay, we are almost ready for our story. Just one more thing. Let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story.
Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Bug Party.
Sunshine streamed down and tickled the petals on the red rose. Letitia Ladybug yawned and stretched her wings as she rested on the velvety red petals. What a beautiful morning! The ladybug smiled as cozy sunlight warmed her from the tips of her delicate wings to her tiny little feet. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the fresh morning air, Letitia wondered whether her friends would visit today. It had been a while since she had seen Bert Bumblebee and Holly Honeybee. Before long, a small shadow drifted across the rose's petals. Then the little ladybug heard a bzzz and smiled. Holly was on her way. The buzz grew louder and louder until there she was. Holly smiled broadly and said, "Hi, Letitia. How are you?" "I'm great. I was hoping you would stop by today," the little ladybug said. "Have you heard anything from the other flowers?" Holly always knew what was happening in the garden. She chatted with everyone. "Well, I didn't get much news because the other flowers were being watered. I almost got soaked talking to the petunias," Holly said. Then Letitia heard another buzz in the distance. The ladybug and the honeybee looked up to see Bert the bumblebee. Letitia giggled as she watched Bert bounce from flower to flower. The stem swayed back and forth. Back and forth as the great big bumblebee landed on the plants. Bert bounced his way over to Letitia's rose. "Hi, Letitia." "Hi, Holly," the bumblebee said with a smile. "Isn't it a beautiful day?" "It sure is," the ladybug said. "I'm glad you stopped by."
"It has been a while, hasn't it?" Bert answered.
The three little bugs chatted, laughed, and chatted some more. They were having a wonderful time when drops of water splashed onto Letitia's back.
"Uh-oh, it looks like the water is here," Holly said.
Bert was confused and looked at the bright blue sky above him. "Where is it coming from?" he said, and off he went to investigate.
"I'll come back later when things are a bit drier," Holly said. And the little bee buzzed away. Letitia found herself a cozy spot and disappeared amongst the petals to wait for the water drops to end. Water sprinkled gently onto the rose, trickling down the petals and leaves to the earth. The little ladybug hoped that the rose was feeling refreshed. It had seemed a little dry and thirsty earlier. The water drops began to slow, until they stopped altogether. Letitia noticed her rose seemed much more lively after the drink, holding its petals up high and stretching the deep green leaves out to absorb more sunshine. She heard another buzz. Bert was back.
"You'll never guess where the water came from," he said excitedly.
"You found it?" Letitia asked.
"Yes. There was a great big green snake with a giant mouth spraying water everywhere."
Bert and Letitia heard another bzzz, and Holly was back.
"It looks like all the flowers are watered," she said.
"What are you talking about?"
"Bert found a green snake spraying the water," Letitia said.
Holly was puzzled.
"Do you mean the hose?" she asked.
"What's a hose?" Bert and Letitia looked at each other.
"That's what the people use to water the plants. I hear the flowers talk about it all the time. When they're thirsty, they say they would love a drink from the hose."
"Oh," Letitia and Bert said. "I didn't know that's what it was called."
Holly smiled. "I wouldn't know either if the flowers hadn't taught me."
The three friends chatted and chatted until one by one,
Each little bug yawned.
It was time for Holly to go back to her hive, Bert to go to his nest, and Letitia to snuggle into her cozy petals. The three little bugs said goodbye. Letitia yawned and stretched as the buzzing bees faded into the distance. The little ladybug nestled into the velvety petals and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Letitia was grateful for her comfortable home. She was happy her friends had visited. The little ladybug was also thankful she had learned about the hose. She giggled as she remembered Bert's description of the snake. Letitia closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little ladybug took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted. And Letitia fell asleep, imagining the sound of her buzzing bee friends.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.